Bez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Hamishah, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Silcha Sanhedrin, the laws of the judges in the Sefer Shaftim, Book of Judges, which in this Perek we finish off the topic regarding the appointing of the judges, where in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding the court, regarding the composition, and what type of court is needed to rely on for certain halachas. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding those that need specifically the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the great high court. Ein Mamid Melech, we do not appoint a king, only based on the word of the court of 71 judges. We don't make the minor Sanhedrin, which is 23 judges, that is needed for every single tribe, which is for every single city, only based on the word of the court of 71 judges, which is the Sanhedrin HaGadol in the Beis HaMikdash. And neither do we judge. Not the tribe that was totally pushed, that they all worshipped Avodah Zarah, and Belayas Nevi Asheker, and not the false prophet. Belayas Kohen Gadol Bedin Nefashos, neither a high priest when it comes to capital punishment. Ela Bebez Nagadol, only with the high court. Of the Mamnish Al Kohen Gadol, but regarding the monetary case of a high priest, Bishleisha, that could be with a court of three judges. Vechein Ein Oysen Zakin Mamri, we also don't make an elderly person that disagrees with his fellow sages and he rules not like the rabbis. He does not become a Zakin Mamri, the rebellious elder, until he disagrees on the high court. Neither do we make a city that was pushed, that all inhabitants did Avodah Zarah, which has a certain halacha. Neither do we give the suspected adulterous woman to drink, to inspect her if she committed adultery or not. All these things are elbez nagadol, only with the high court. We also don't add on to the dimensions of the city of Yerushalayim, Baal HaZaris, and to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Neither do we go out to fight a voluntary war, and to measure from where they find a corpse, to know which is the closest city that has to bring the Egla Rufa, only based on the high court. Like it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, all the big things, they're going to bring to you, to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Halacha base, regarding certain things that we need to have at least the Sanhedrin Katana. So in Dundin Nefashos, we don't judge capital punishments, but Pachas Masim Shleisha, less than a court of 23 judges. Shehim Sanhedrin Katana, that's the minor Sanhedrin. Whether it be capital punishment of a human being, whether it be capital punishment of an animal, where there are certain times that Hashar Yisakal, the ox has to be stoned. We don't judge the ox that's stoned when it gores a person and the person dies and the ox has to be stoned. And neither an animal that was sodomized by a person or the animal sodomized a woman. All these things where we have to execute the animal, is El Bebezna Shalas Mishleish. There's only with a court of 23 judges, because the Pasuk says, Mois Yumas Vesabeim Tarego, compares the person and animal being executed, just like you how you do for a person, that's how you do for an animal. Afil Adi, even a lion, the dove, and the bear, a bardless, and a cheetah, Shem Bene Tarbis, which, if they were domesticated, Vieshlam Balam, and they have owners, Shem Isup, they kill, Misasim Vesab Mishleish, there again, the animal is executed specifically with a court of 23 judges. But in contrast, a snake that kills, even a single individual could kill that snake. Halacha Gimel. If someone spreads slander about his wife, and he claims that he didn't find any virginity when he got married the previous night, so we don't go ahead and even initially judge her, because he's only coming to cause a loss for her ksuba, saying, hey, you weren't a basul, you don't deserve 200, you don't deserve anything. And not to kill her, because he's not bringing any witnesses that she was mezana when they were engaged. So, still, you cannot start off that court case, ilbe besen shal esem eshleisha, only with a court of 23 judges. The reason that is, because in this court case, there is a tzada element of din nefashos, capital punishment. Because shemi yadav emes, maybe what's going to happen is the word's going to get out, witnesses are going to hear, and they're going to say, yes, we know that she had committed adultery when they were engaged, before they got married, and the concern, it's true, but they suck al abas, and that daughter is going to go ahead and get stoned. So since the element of capital punishment that might come up, you have to start off with already a court of 23 judges. Now what happens if Loi Nimnu Divrei HaBaal? Let's say it turns out that the words of the husband are not true. That the husband brought witnesses that she was mezana. And then her father brings witnesses that do hazama, that refute his witnesses. And it turns out that he's a liar and he actually hired false witnesses. So Voha Av looked at the Biknas. So therefore her father is coming out to claim the monies of the penalties, which the husband has to give 100 slum to her father. That din of Bishleisha, that court case could be with just a court of three judges because that has no element of capital punishment and it's just a knas, which is with three judges. Now, minayin chain dun din nefashos el be'ez Bishleisha, how do we know that a court case of capital punishment has to be at least a minimum of 23 judges? Because afebe shedivri kabbalahim, although they're words of tradition that we have, mesayra, but a source could be alluded to from the Pasuk of Midbar. It says, v'shavtu eidah v'tzilu eidah. when it comes to capital punishment, the assembly will judge and the assembly will save. Sounds like Eda Shefetis Veda Metzelis. An Eda, which is 10 people, will be judging to incriminate, and Veda Metzelis, and the Eda, 10 people, will be Metzelis, will try to save him and try to vindicate him. So, Eda Shefetis Vehem Machayim, those are holds that he's liable. Veda Metzelis, the Eda that's saving, Vehem Mazakim, those are saving. Now, Ve'en Eda Pachas Masara. The word Eda, as we find by Admasal Eda Razais, when it's by the Meraglim, which excluding Yeshua and Kalev, were 10. So we say Eda means 10. Sari Esim, that's 20. So you have 10 trying to save, 10 trying to say he's guilty, that's 20. So you see when it comes to capital punishment, there's going to be 10 saying like this, 10 like that, that's 20. When we see Vinshleshna, you add another 3, Kadesh Lehi Bezen Shokel, so that you shouldn't have an equal court, and therefore V'yiboy Acherem L'hatzah, that you could have at least, that you could tilt after the majority. Meaning, because we have to give the ability Tosa tilted that he'll be guilty. The thing is, to hold these guilty, you cannot incriminate based on a majority of one, it's a majority of two. So that would take it to 22. Problem is, you can't have an equal number because it might be down the middle. So after an extra one, that's where you get the number 23 judges from by capital punishment. Halacha Dalet continues regarding the composition, regarding other types of court cases. Makos, when it comes to giving in lashes, Bishlesha is with 3 judges. And the chiddush, and that is, even though he could die technically when they give him lashes, still, that does not obligate anything more than 3. Halacha hey, harifas eglo, the decapitation of the calf, which is when they have this person who was found dead somewhere between the towns, the closest town has to bring a calf and decapitate it, that's bechamisha, that's with 5 elders, because it says, v'yotzu dekenecha v'sheftecha, zekenecha is plural, is 2, sheftecha is 2, and again, you're not equal, so you add another one, that's 5. Although we said regarding the measuring of the city from that dead person, that's what the bezna gadol is, we said in halacha alav, but the actual decapitation only requires 5. Halacha Vav, Ibra Chodesh, to extend the month, to make it that the previous month is 30 days, not 29, that's B'Shleisha, that requires 3 judges. Halacha Zayin, Ibra Hashana, to extend the year, to make it a month bigger, a leap year, which is 2 others, that's B'Shiva, that's where it could extend up until 7 elders. And B'Chalei L'Smucha, all these have to have Smicha from the Bez Nagadol, Kamesh B'Yan, like we explained in Hilchas Kedushas, in Hilchas Kedush HaChodesh. Halacha Ches, Dini Kenosis, the laws of penalties, like regarding someone that robbed, the chavolis, and injuries, but they're shumikeful, and to pay double, which is what the thief has to do when he's caught with witnesses with the stolen object, but they're shumikeful, or to pay 4 or 5 times the amount, which is a ganim when he stole an ox or a sheep, and he slaughtered or he sold it, 5 for an ox and 4 for a sheep. Someone raped or seduced a young maiden, where he has to pay 50 shkalim as a penalty to the father of the girl. But ketzim, all similar types of kenosis, which is not an exact amount of money, ain't done noisim el shlesh mumchen. They can only be judged by 3 professionals. Vehem asmuchen beretz Yisrael. Those are the ones who got smich in eretz Yisrael. Av shadin mamnes. But regarding all of the monetary cases, kugun haydois, like if someone admits valvois, and regarding loans, which both of them are regarding a loan. Admitting is just that the he's claiming with witnesses who testified that in front of us the bar had admitted that he owes him. Halvas just means to say that we saw the actual loan in front of us. So those cases, they don't need professionals. Even 3 regular people. Even actually an individual who is a professional could judge such a case. Now, therefore, since dina mamnas don't need a mumcha and don't need smicha, so done by those valvois, out of Eretz Yisrael, they could judge cases of when witnesses say he admitted in front of us or that we saw the loan. Although the courts out of Eretz Yisrael are not considered Elohim of what the Torah talks about, because Shlichas Bezen Shel Eretz Yisrael, these 3 regular people are doing the agency of the courts of Eretz Yisrael, but again, they don't have permission to adjudicate court cases of penalties through the agency of the courts of Eretz Yisrael. But for regular din mamnas, they could do. Halacha Tes, regarding relying on the courts out of Eretz Yisrael, what for that we do rely on them. So ain't done in Bezen Shel Chutz La'aretz. We do not judge from the courts of Arav Eretz Yisrael, El Dvam HaMetzurim Taman, only things that are very frequent. And V'yeshbim Chesaron Kes, and there's also a loss of money. Kugoyin, Hoidoyz Valvoyz. When the witnesses say he admitted in front of us, or we saw actual loans happen all the time, and it's also something that would be a loss of money if we couldn't go ahead and judge such a court case. Or Mazik Mam Chaver, or someone smashed someone's car, you harmed someone else's money. Aval Dvam She'in Metzurim, but things that are not so frequent. Although there is a loss of money, if an animal injures another animal, it doesn't happen all the time. Or things that are frequent, but they're not a loss of principle. Like the fact that a thief has to pay double the amount, that double is not a loss of money, it's just a penalty. So the judge out of Eretz Yisrael they'll take the principle, because that's the loss and that's frequent, but the actual doubling, they won't judge out of Eretz Yisrael. And l'chein kol ha'knasos she'kanzach chacham, so to all the penalties that the sages penalize, let's say, b'takeil l'chaveira, if someone hit someone by the ear, they penalize him that he has to pay a sella. Or b'sayit l'chaveira, if someone slapped his friend. Okay, it's a number of similar things. In given this, the judge of Eretz Yisrael do not judge such cases. V'chol m'sham chatzi nezeg, and therefore, all those that have to pay only half the damages, like Shur Tam, in Gubernus of the Yom Chutzlots, the judges out of Eretz Yisrael, since not the exact amount, is considered Knas, they don't judge those cases out of Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Mechatzi Nezik Tzoris, one exception is, when an animal is walking and it shoots pebbles as it's walking, that the owner has to pay only half the damages. Nishu Mom, and that's actually considered monetary. Veinu Knas is not considered penalty, which that's Halacha L'Meshav Sinai. That's the one exception that they could judge, like any Dina Mominus. Halacha Yud, now call it Nishim Ke'ebed. Anyone who is evaluated like a slave, as he would be sold in the marketplace, for example, let's say someone injures his friend. So he has to pay the damages. How do you evaluate the damage? So, let's say cut off his hand. You see that person as if he would be a slave being sold in the marketplace. How much he would have been worth before the injury and how much he's worth less now. That difference is how much you paid to him, to the victim. So that, anytime you have to evaluate a person like a slave, in Gleivinus of the Yom Chutzlot, the judges out of Eretz Yisrael do not collect such type of cases. And Lafikach, therefore, if a person injures his friend, in Goyven, you don't collect hanezik, the damage, vatsar, and the pain, vabrishas, and the shame, shuchaibem, which he is obligating them, you cannot collect them with the Yonah Chutz La'aretz, with the judge of Eretz Yisrael. Our Sheves, regarding the loss of work, v'ripa, and the deductibles, Goyven, that you collect because, neishesh bim chasar and kiss, because there is a loss of principle over there of money, and it's common more than actually the value of the damages, because many times a person could injure his friend, and it doesn't cause a loss of a limb. He just falls and he's sick for a while. So comes, there's no nezeg, but there is deductibles and there's loss of work. So therefore, that would qualify with the two criterion for dayan chutz la'aretz to judge. And v'chein hoyda ha'ga'an ba'amru, so to the ga'an ruled, and they said, shemaisim b'chol yom, these are stories every single day, ligvei sheves v'ediba b'bovel let him bubble, they collect the loss of work and deductibles, even though it's dayan of chutz la'aretz. Halach yed alf, behemesh hazik is ha'adam. Regarding an animal that damaged a person, in Gevin Niskoy, you cannot collect his damages through Dayan Chutz La'aretz, through the judges out of Eretz Yisrael. Again, they should dabash enematze, because, again, Dina Knossos, we're not supposed to judge. We have an exception when it's, where it fits two criteria. Here, it's not something that's common that an animal injures a person, so you cannot collect it with Dayan Chutz La'aretz. But the other way around, if a person injures his friend's animal, Mishal Nezik Shom B'chamakam, then he has to pay full damages wherever it is. That's more common that a person would damage someone else's property. It happens. And the fact that it's an animal is kemishu karek susa. It's just the same as if he would have torn his garment or shavu kelev or broken his vessels or kitzin teresav or chopped down his tree. It's all the same. You have to pay, and we could educate it with the dayan chutz la'aretz. V'chein behemesh hazika. So to an animal damages b'shein with its teeth, meaning to say like it derived pleasure from the damage that it's doing. Or v'regel, with its feet, means to say that it's something that when in its normal walking. Since these are things that they're already considered forewarned from the beginning, meaning it's something that's common, and that's why you always have to pay nezik shalom. And the governor said the yom chutz la'aretz, and therefore the judges out of Eretz Yisrael could collect it again because it's chasar and kiss, and it's something that is shchiach, that's common. And whether it damages another animal, for example, let's say it rubs up against it for its pleasure, which is derivative of shein, which we said that you would be chayav for, or let's say ate fruit, where it's normal for it to eat it, because they're all similar things, or whether it damaged food items or vessels, which it would be liable for full damages, this is considered mammon, and the judges out of Eretz Yisrael would collect these payments. Oh, I said Tama, but if let's say it was like regarding the Hezek, the Abamazik of Karen, which is something that if its intent is to damage, which it's considered innocent, and the first three times it's actually only Chatzin Nezik. But then Vuhuada, then the owner was warned, that's where the word Huad is from, Hi'idu. They testified at the Pasuk Vuhuad Bivala Baloyishmurenda that he was warned three times that this happened. And then Bezik and then damages, like for example, a bit, or a Nagfo, or smashed with its body, or rubbed toward it, squatted, or bought, or kicked, or nug, or gored with his horns. So even though now it's nezik shalom, in goyven nezik hazeh shalom, dayan chutz la'aretz. The judges of Eretz Yisrael cannot collect this full damages, because you cannot become a muid out of Eretz Yisrael, because again, it's again from the process of kenas, which is what Karen is the first times. and vafila hud ba'aretz, and even if it became a wood in Eretz Yisrael, b'yosel chutzlarz, and then it came out of Eretz Yisrael, but is it going to damage? No, in good and this guy, still you don't collect this damage of neisha enu dava matzah, because anyway, it's not so common for this to happen, through which would be to come the shara mut from Eretz Yisrael to chutzlarz, so it wouldn't fill the criterion of being something common. Halachid beis neima in mut b'chutzlarz. Why is it that it cannot become a mut out of Eretz Yisrael? Because what happens is that the witnesses have to testify to the owner what his animal did the first times in front of a court, and testimony could only be in front of a court. So to have a hud bevalov has to be in a court. But that's not considered quote unquote a court. Elas muchim ba'aretz, only those have a smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Lefikach, therefore, im hoyu bezin b'chutzlar, if there was a bezin in chutzlarz, kishem shem don dinikanas b'chutzlarz. So just like those judges who have smicha in Eretz Yisrael, now they're in bavel. Just like they could judge dinikanas in chutzlarz. So they could have the witnesses testify regarding the animal in front of the owner in chutzlarz, and then it actually would be able to become Isher Hamud. Halachid Gimel. Misha ganav gazel. If someone stole or robbed, gave him in a keren, they collect from him the principal, the yon chutzlarz, the judges from out of Eretz Yisrael. But aval in garen as a kefa, but won't collect the kefa, because that's, again, that's dina kenasas, which though that doesn't qualify what the judges of chutzlarz could collect. Halachid dald. And meaning, because it doesn't have chesar and kiss, like we said, it's not a loss of principle. Now, neither even someone who would have to pay based on his own admission, even that, you're not given men of the yonah chutzlarz. The judges of him out of it, so cannot collect that payment. Meaning, don't make a mistake to say that, oh, since he has to pay based on his own testimony, even without witnesses testifying, that makes him to like din imamnis now, that you don't have to have any professionals, because if it would have been the chiv of kanas, then the person cannot be liable based on himself. No, even that, you cannot collect through the judges of chutzlarz. And the reason for that is shadei apagam, because when a rapist has to pay to the father of the girl how much he devalued her by the act that he did, or vabishas, or the shame, vakoifer, or if, let's say, the owner of the animal has to pay the value of the person that was killed, the victim, to the family, those things, b'shalom odma piyatzma, a person has to pay based on his own admission. For example, let's say, it says, I seduced the daughter of that person. Or my axe killed that person. And still, still the judges of chutzlarz cannot collect that, because these things are not common, or there's no chesaron kiss. And therefore, even though there would be a liability, unlike that of kanas, for your admission, still the judges cannot collect it. The laws of things which are causation. For example, let's say someone burns someone else's documents. So now he causes that he cannot collect the document, the debt that's recorded in the document, although he didn't actually harm his actual properties, but it's a cause of damages. Inim k'knas, so that does not have the restrictions of penalties. It's not a knas, it's regular monetary law, although it's indirect. And begaven oisam, and they can be collected, but done by him, and they can judge them, b'chutzlaretz, even in chutzlaretz. Halach design. Din, so too the law is hamoisim moment chaver. If someone gives over his informant of his friend's money to the authorities, so although he didn't do an action, it's just he didn't actually take the guy's stuff and give it over to the authorities. Still, again, it's not a knas, it's a monetary liability that he's creating, and you could collect it with the judges out of Eretz Yisrael. The custom of the yeshivas, the study halls in chutzlarz, was that Ava Bishen Gleibin Shem Knas, although we said that they cannot collect over their Knas, but Menad Noise, what they would do is they would excommunicate the person, until he appeases his litigant, or he goes up with him to have a court case in Eretz Yisrael, where there they could judge such a case of Knas. Now, but once he gives him the measurement of what's appropriate to his victim, then we permit his excommunication, whether his litigant was appeased, whether it was not appeased, but as long as he gave the right amount that we see fit, then we'll take off that chayrim. So too, let's say the victim, if he grabs the amount that's appropriate for him to take, although we, the judge, are not going to judge such a court case, but we don't take it away from the victim who collected on his own. Aloch Yitches concludes with the cases that they do judge, of the generic cases of admissions and of loans. So yachad shumum chalirab, regarding an individual that's a well-known professional for the public, av bishu dan dina mamanis yichidil, though he could judge the monetary cases by himself, but in hayda b'fan of hayda b'bezin, but the admission in front of him is not considered admission in court. Even if he had smicha, because he's not a court, even though he could judge such court cases. But when there's three, even though they don't even have smicha, they're just regular people. And they don't call them the category like it says in there of Elohim, of a court. It's still the admission in front of them, because it's admission in court, which has certain ramifications of that, that you already admitted this in court. So if someone denies something in front of them, and then witnesses come afterwards contradicting what he said, and he's already been established like a liar, and he cannot go back and now claim otherwise. Like we already explained this, which the rule of it is, when they are these three judges regarding admissions, regarding loans, and similar types of things, which these judges could judge, just like a court that has smicha for all halacha purposes, at least for this ideas, they have that halacha like a court in contrast to a yochid mumcha, even if he has smicha.